This will resonate with everybody. By the time I'm two words into it, you'll understand it. Know thy enemy. Know who are your enemies. Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers Podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. Getting to live your best life in this short life. Getting to live your best life in the short life. This life is extremely short. And you don't realize how short it is until you have a short time left. Because when you're young, your perspective is significantly flawed when it comes on to your approach to time. That is not any blame or fault. That's just how the way it is. You don't get that appreciation for the value of your time. And then as you grow older and the time gets short and you cannot do anything about it, you start to realize that life is short. It's a quick flash, as they say. That dash that you see on people's tombstone between their birth and their death is how life seems when you are on this journey. And as I introduce the podcast by saying, know your enemies, know who are your enemies. I know that resonates. We want to know who is with us, who is against us. Who are the people who don't want us to rise? Who are the people who don't want us to become somebody? Who are the people who don't want us to prosper? Who are the people who don't want us to be alive? Who are the people? Who are the enemy? Who is it that is against you, that you have to be careful of, that you can't trust? But that is almost the easy part. Not easy to deal with, but easy to accept for most people. You can understand where I'm coming from, and you can resonate with that right off the bat. And you get emotional about that. And you remember somebody who's against you, somebody who you have done nothing to, but they just are become an enemy. Somebody who have done things to you despite all the good you have done for them. But there's another type of enemy, and it's the what. So the other statement I'm making is, know what is the enemy. Know what is the enemy. We all want change, but most times what we would like is to get change but to remain the same. So we don't want to do anything to get that change, but we'd like to get that change. As human beings, we don't want to go through the work and the hustle and the discomfort of creating change, but we really do want that change. And everybody, every day, I want to change in my life. I want to change this. I want to change that. We all want that. We all struggle with some form of change. But the biggest thing that keeps us from these changes are usually the what type of enemies. What is it that is in your way? Is distractions? Is it genetics? Is it your upbringing? Is it your belief system? Is it your slothfulness? Is it your lack of discipline? Is it your spouse? Is it your environment? Is it what you feed the mind? Is it your phone? What is the enemy? Unless you label it. That's the first step. If you never label it, you'll never really get to overcome it. Some point in time, you have to establish where you are, where you would like to be, or where you think you should be. What do you desire? Look at both of them. Look at the gap. And decide what it is that is blocking you, or who is it that is in your way. You have to start there first. You want to lose weight, you want to make more money, you want a better want to have a better life, social life, family life. What is it that is standing in your way? If you don't zero down, if you don't get absolute clarity on what it is, because we can accept and we all know that people coming from worse circumstances that we are in, with worse conditions, have managed to go through. And now it's easy to convince you of that because it's all out there on social media. It's all out there on the internet. Real, true stories of people who have overcome. So therefore, the big gem that leaves us is that it is possible. It is possible for us. Now, once we establish that it is possible for us, then we can get to the point where we start to ask, then why is it that we are not? Maybe you have two enemies. Maybe you have four. Maybe you have six. Maybe you have eight. Maybe you have one. Label it. Is it your lack of confidence? What is it that you are going to overcome? What is your big thing to overcome to fix the problems that you face, to get moving, to remove yourself from a place of stagnance? What is it? What is it? Get clarity on that. And that will be the biggest starting point. If you can admit to yourself that, okay, look, I don't have the discipline. In the mornings, I'm doing X. In the evenings, I'm doing X. During the days, I'm doing X. When I know that this is what I should be doing, I just can't get it right. That is the starting point. I don't want you to do anything yet. Just say, okay, what is it that is blocking me? The what enemy? That's what I'm talking about. The who enemy you can't do anything about. They don't like you. They don't like you. They want to get you out. They want to get you out. They're talking against you. They're talking against you. There's nothing you can do about that. But the what enemy, you have a lot of control over. You have a lot of control over, but you have to first identify and accept. Identify and accept. You're just flipping AI backward. Identify, accept, instead of artificial intelligence, AI, if you get what I'm trying to get at right here. So you can remember, it is identify what it is and accept that, yes, this is it. This is the enemy. I'm not focused. I'm not consistent. I'm bad with my money. I am terrible with my relationships. I don't know how to lead. I lack the confidence. What is it? And I'll tell you the power. I'll wrap this up, but I'll tell you the power of identifying the what. The what enemy has a good side. The good news about the what enemy is that the what enemy can be conquered. The what enemy can be conquered. Sometimes the what enemy has physical disabilities associated with it, and it is conquered. Blind people, crippled people, all sort of people with physical people, with dyslexia, all type of people with physical enemies that are what? And they conquer it. So I'm telling you that it can be conquered. So once you have identified it, you have identified and accepted it, that is your first step. Now you have to decide that, is this sufficient? Is this enough? Is this worth? Is this so big that I'm going to allow it to steal my entire life? Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for listening on the podcast this morning. Have a good day.